extends this din. The original pasuk only says by Chag HaSukkos, Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. And the Gemara in Sukkah extends it that the Esrig is hooked to the Mitzvah also, and the Hadassim are hooked to the Mitzvah. But the Gemara draws a contrast between the Esrig and the Hadassim. The Gemara says the Esrig, which is really Oymed Lachila, and Esrig is a fruit which is edible. So when it becomes hooked to the Mitzvah, so when you use it for the Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. Because the main function that it has is to eat. So hooked to the Mitzvah Sevet is that you're not allowed to eat it, but you are permitted to smell it. If you want to enjoy the good reyach of the esrog, that would be permissible. Halacha l'maisin, Shulchan Aruch says that we avoid smelling the esrog because it's a machlokes what bracha you say. Whether you say hanaisin reyach tov baperis or you say borei minib sonim. Yeah. Because hanaisin reyach, if you have a pre that's edible and you smell it, then you say hanaisin reyach tov baperis. But here the pre is edible, but it's not edible. It's edible, it's roi lachilas, but it's not edible. You're not allowed to eat it because it's up to the mitzvah. So that's a whole pilpul and rishonim that quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, what bracha are you supposed to say? So theoretically, you're permitted to smell the esrog. It's not hooked to the mitzvah, legabi reyach. But we refrain from smelling it because it's going to be an esik what the bracha is going to be. So the Gemara says, hadasim, which are oymed l'reyach, the whole purpose of hadasim is to smell them. So then the Gemara says, when you say that the hadasim are hooked to the mitzvah, that means you're not allowed to smell it. But the esrog is hooked to the mitzvah, you may smell. Because the ikir tachlis of an esrog is for eating purposes, so it only becomes hukta mitzvasai, the gabi achila, not the gabi reach. That's how it says in the Gemara. So this Gemara in Sukkah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim and Hilchas hukta mitzvasai of esrog and hadasim. It's also quoted, this Gemara is also quoted in Yerudeya. So it says the following. There is a Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that the Nochrim used to worship all kinds of Avodah Zarah. So sometimes the Nochrim would use flowers that have a fragrant smell in their religious worship. So the flowers would become Asur B'Hanoah. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah that it's considered an Isa. Avodah Zarah is Asur B'Hanoah, and Mishamshi Avodah Zarah is Asur B'Hanoah, and Noye Avodah Zarah is Asur B'Hanoah. So the flowers were probably Noye Avodah Zarah. So they're Asur B'Hanoah, so you're not allowed to smell the flowers. That's in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Then there's a discussion in Machlokes Abayi v'Rav in the last parak in Avodah Zarah. What about Bas Teyo? Bas Tiho. Bas Tiho means a person smells wine of Avodah Zarah, Yayin Esech, that's also Bahano. This man is either Amo is Mekel by us that our wines, B'Shas Atchak Mekel, that the Goyshe wine is Mutaba. No, it's only also B'Shtiyah, because the Nochrim today, they're not Menasechit L'Avodah Zarah, so you don't have the real Din Derais of Yayin Esech. And most of the Nochrim today are not Bikim B'Nisuch. They don't even, Bechlal, they don't pour wine. The Galach in the church pours wine. There are some Nochrim who are in the habit of pouring wine Bifnei Avodah Zarah. But most of the Nochrim today are not Bikim B'Nisuch. Even though they're Nochrim, they have the Avodah Zarah, but they don't do this kind of ritual. So the Rambam quotes it's Dodim Lahakel that maybe the Stam Yenim is Manazez, Mutabano. That's why we are Mekel, that the Stam Yenim is Manazez, Bottle. Because the Mishnah says that that Yayin Esech is B'Mashu. When Trefa wine gets mixed in with other things, is going to be B'mashu. So the Rabbi Natam claims that that's only Yayin Esach Mamish, Yayin Shinis Nasach Lifnei Avodah Zarah. But if it's only Stam Yenim, then it's not going to be B'mashu. And many other Rishonim disagree. They think that Rabbi Natam is contradicted by a Tosefta. They think that the Tosefta is Mashma, Tosefta and Avodah Zarah is Mashma and Lefevish. And that Mishnah that not only Yayin Esach Mamish, that was Nis Nasach Lifnei Avodah Zarah is B'mashu. That is not Mizbatul B'Shishim, even Stam Yenim is also B'mashu. But Taisis does quote the Chivas HaGadim, if you have Stam Yenim, that's Mutaba No, then it does make sense to say that it's B'mashu. It's an Itaz El-Chomer. If it's Mutaba No, it's not El-Chomer. So that's Lamaisa, that's what our Yayin is, B'smanazah. Because when you really get a big Shas HaTchak, so we make a big Shas HaTchak case, let's say, the Nachri owes me $25,000 and he went bankrupt and he has no way to pay and he has a liquor shop. So he tells me, he'll give me $25,000 worth of wine. Take it or leave it. He said, that's the only way he's going to pay me. He has this tray for wine. So if the alternative is take it or leave it, and otherwise I lose all that money, so that's a hefsid merubah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Shas HaTchak, we really passed him, that Nikra Adin, we passed him that the Stam Yenam is Manazet, it's not Nisnasech L'Avodah Zarah. And they're not Bikim in Isuch, the Nachum today don't pour wine L'Avodah Zarah. So we passed him that it's Mutabano. But let's say, Bizmana Gemara, you have a Yayin Esech that's really Asabano, you have the real McCoy. Yai Nesach, that's really awesome. Oh. I know. So there's a machlekes abai v'rove. Is it permissible to smell the wine and to get hanoa from smelling? So Rava says that it's mutter. Rava says that Recha lav milsehi, that it's mutter. So Tosfos says, how can it be? Smelling is not constituted nisa hanoa. But the Gemara said in the first parak on Avodah Zarah that if you smell the flowers of Avodah Zarah, that does constitute a nisa hanoa of Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference smelling flowers, smelling wine? So Tosfos says a big difference. Flowers are remed l'reyach. So if you smell the flowers, that constitutes an nisa hanoa. But wine is emet l'shtiyah. The ikar hishtamshus of the wine is shtiyah. So when you say that the wine is asa b'hanoa, the main hanoa is really the drinking. And the smelling, that's not the main hanoa. So therefore smelling wine, even if it has a smells very pleasant, so Tosfos has one shot that would be mutter. And that's quoted in Yerudeya, halacha l'maaseh, the Mechaber Paskin is like that. That if you have b'samim shel avodah zarah, and the b'samim are really, the main purpose of the b'samim is really for flavor, but it also smells good, so it's permissible to smell it. So I'm a chaber in the end of the first chelik yerudeh. So on that sif in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach has a long essay. So the Shach says that the source for this vart, that it makes a difference whether the thing is oimid l'reach or oimid l'achilo, the source is this Gemara in Sukkot, where the Gemara says about huktan mitzvasoi, that a huktan mitzvasoi on the hadasim makes it that the hadasim are also to smell, because the ikar hishtamshes of hadasim is to smell. But the huktan mitzvasoi of the esrog will only make it that it's also b'achila, will not make it that it's also to smell, because the ikar hishtamshes of an esrog is to eat it. So the Mordechai in Maseches Avodah Zarah quotes that Gemara in Sukkot to distinguish between the wine and the flowers. Tosfos just makes the chilek, and they say it's mistaba, but they don't bring the raya from the Gemara Sukkah. But the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos. Mordechai is one of the later Balei HaTosfos. Mordechai was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. Mordechai, the Rosh, the Hagos, Mamini, and so on. So he writes that this was the mocker of the Balei HaTosfos from that Gemara in Sukkah that distinguished between the Hadassim and the Esrog. So the Shach writes, he doesn't understand how that is a raya. He says, what's the tzushtel between Avodah Zarah Asa Banoah and Huktan Mitzvah? Avodah Zarah Asa Banoah. The guy who worships the Avodah Zarah, Hotan Zin, he has in mind, he wants to make it Asa Banoah. No, he deems Avodah Zarah, and the Torah declares that Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Banoah. So Asa Banoah is Asa Banoah. What's the difference whether the Iker purpose of the flowers is to smell, or the Iker purpose of the wine is to drink, not to smell? Asa Banoah is Asa Banoah. So smelling is a form of Banoah, should be Asa in both cases. Hook to the mitzvah is up to me. Was I makzit? When I used the lulav and the esrog and the hadasim and the aravos, I had in mind, it's for the mitzvah. I'm not going to use it for my own purposes. So they trying to read my mind. What did I have in mind? So with respect to the esrog, where the main hishtamshes of an esrog is eating, so I had in mind to set it aside, to be makzit from achila. I never have in mind to be makzit from smelling. People don't normally smell the esrog bichlal. So what did I have in mind to be makzid? I had in mind to be makzid from achila. The hadasim, where the normal ishtamshes of hadasim is that it's only the reyach, and when I was makzid, hooked to the mitzvah, so I set it aside, I designated it as a davishal mitzvah. So there you say I had in mind not to smell from it, because the main ishtamshes is to smell. That's the taina of the shach. That this distinction that the Gemara made between the esrog and the hadasim only makes sense within the category of hooked to the mitzvah, because hooked to the mitzvah depends on the dasa odor. So that's what we learned last week. That's exactly. We learned the Gemara was discussing, is it possible to sit in a sukkah on Yom Tov Sukkahs and the sukkah will not become hooked to the mitzvah? So the Gemara quotes a braisa that not only does the sukkah become hooked to the mitzvah, even the noye sukkah become hooked to the mitzvah. So if you have fruits hanging, if you have a bottle of wine, a bottle of oil, and so on, designs, the noye sukkah, also a bottle of the sukkah becomes hooked to the mitzvah. And then the last line in the braisa says, Vim hisno leho, if you made a declaration in advance that you don't want it to become asa banoah, it remains muta banoah. So the Gemara said, what's going on? How can it be if you made a declaration in advance? What is the Chapasik in Chumash? It says, Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. What does it help if you have in mind? So the Gemara gave an answer, and it's very unclear what the answer was. So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Sukkah quotes the Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. So Tosfos says, as far as the Sukkah itself is concerned, you can stand on your head. There's no way to hold the Sukkah back from becoming the Chutzal Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with what you have in mind. You have a brayer, you have chiruch avshes not to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. That's not brayer, don't sit in the sukkah. If you don't sit in the sukkah, even though you built it l'shem sukkah, it will not become hooked to the mitzvah. That's called hazman alav milsi. If I set something aside, we learned the sukkah in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Zayin. If you set something aside, a tefillin zekel, you bought a tefillin zekel from the store, you plan to put your tefillin in it, but you never actually put the tefillin in it. So we paskin like rava, it's a machlekes abayv rava, we paskin hazmana. When you set something aside, it's lab mil city. It doesn't make it asamano. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if I bought the lulav and hadasim and arovis and I tied it together and I bought an esrog and everything and I prepared everything in advance and I had a mind to use it and then it came sukkahs, I got a prettier lulav and esrog. I used a different one. I never used this one. So it says it doesn't become hooked from the tzvos. So but the sukkah also hastabrer not to sit in sukkah. You have b'chira chavshis. You don't want to sit in the sukkah, it won't become hooked from the tzvos. But if you sit in that sukkah, then Tosfos learned the Gemara, there's no way that you can make any tanai that should prevent the sukkah from becoming hooked from the tzvos. That pasuk in Chumash, Tosfos holds it becomes hooked from the tzvos about korcha shel ayosha b'sukkah, whether he likes it or not. But on the noye sukkah, oh, that's a shaila. Why did the noye sukkah also become hooked from the mitzvos? Because they bought their lag of the sukkah. So what if the fellow sits in the sukkah and he says, any boidel hemenu kol bein hashmashes? I do not want the Noye Sukkah to be bought the lag of the Sukkah. I reserve the right from the first moment of Chilas Ayom of Yontif to pull down any of the things from the Sukkah and use it for my own purposes. And then the Gemara said, that's a different word. So never, it's not, when you sit in the Sukkah, you're to the mitzvah with the walls, with the schach. You're not yotze the mitzvah with the Noye Sukkah. If you want the Noye Sukkah to blend in to be part of the Sukkah, it'll also be hooked to the mitzvahs on the Noye Sukkah. If you don't want it to blend in, so it doesn't blend in. So it's considered like a yotze the mitzvah with the Sukkah and not with the Noye Sukkah. So the Tanai can help if you say, any boidel hemenu, kol bein hashmashes, I reserve the right to use any of the Noye Sukkah, the whole duration of Sukkahs, including the first minute of Sukkahs, then the Noye Sukkah will not become hooked to the mitzvahs. But on the Sukkah per se, there's no way to prevent it. No, the Pashtus says that not. That's all part of the Sukkah. We're going to have to see. Tosfos talks about the 2.5 walls. We'll see in a minute. The Pashtus says that not. And the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the two opinions. Ramban disagrees and says, no. The Gemara never split between the Sukkah itself and the Noye Sukkah. The Gemara just meant to say like this. Whenever it's going to be hooked to the Mitzvasai, the Sukkah and the Noye Sukkah, once it becomes hooked to the Mitzvasai, you can't say, I want it to become hooked to the Mitzvasai only for the first day of Sukkahs. Sukkahs is for the duration of 7 days. So he says, I only need the Sukkah the first day of Sukkahs. The rest of Sukkahs, I'm going away to Florida. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So I reserve the right to use the Sukkah after the first day. I'm Chol HaMoed. Or I'm only going to use it till the middle of Chol HaMoed. The last days of Sukkahs I'm going away. I reserve the right to use the Sukkah the last days of Sukkahs. So that the Ramban says, that's what the Gemara says, you can't do that. Once it's hooked to Mitzvah, it remains hooked to Mitzvah for the whole duration of Sukkahs. But if you say, on the whole Sukkah, I reserve the right to use the whole Sukkah from the first minute of Yom Tov, I don't want the Sukkah to become hooked to the Mitzvah. So then the Ramban says in the Gemara, that's how he read the Gemara, says, you're yotze the Mitzvah Sukkah, and the Sukkah will not become hooked to the Mitzvah. The Ramban says like the Shach, that hooked to the Mitzvah depends on the Kavonas HaGavra. When you're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to have in mind that you're designating it as a Sukkah Shal Mitzvah. Just because you're yotze the Mitzvah doesn't follow automatically that it becomes hooked to the Mitzvah. If you stipulate explicitly you don't want it to become hooked to the Mitzvah, it won't become. So this Machloikas between the Tosfos and the Shach, whether you can prove from the Gemara. The Gemara made a distinction between Esrog and Hadassim. That the Esrog, since the main purpose of an Esrog is that it's on B'lachila, so when the Esrog becomes hooked to the Mitzvah, so you're just not allowed to eat it, but you may smell it. But the Hadassim, the main purpose of Hadassim is it's on B'lareach, so when the Hadassim become hooked to the Mitzvah, so the din is that you're not allowed to smell it. So the Tosfos said, you see from that Gemara that it carries over to Avodah Zarah. That if you have flowers of Avodah Zarah, forbidden to smell them, but if you have wine of Avodah Zarah, where the main purpose of wine is to drink it, so you're not allowed to drink it, but you're permitted to smell it, because since it's not Omer L'Reach, it has a nice reach, since it's not Omer L'Reach, so that's not a violation of Isa HaNoah to smell it. That's what Tosfos made a tzushtel between Hooks and the Mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. And the Shach said, what kind of a tzushtel is that? The reason why we distinguish by Hooks and the Mitzvah is because it depends on Kavanas HaGavra. So Tosfos goes L'Shitas, and Tosfos holds over here on Adar. If you sit in the sukkah and you scream, you don't want the sukkah to become hooked in the mitzvah. So he said it doesn't help. Making such a declaration only helps on noye sukkah, that it shouldn't become blend in to become part of the sukkah. But in the sukkah per se, even bal korcha shel adam, pastabrera, not to sit in the sukkah, but once you sit in the sukkah, it becomes hooked in the mitzvah. Bal korcha shel adam has nothing to do with kavanas agavra. So Tosfos Lishi Tosum holds that it's a good sushtel to the Gemara. And the Shach thinks of with the Raya, the Shach obviously is thinking along the lines of the Ramban, that the Ramban read our Gemara differently, that the Tanai, in Yisnale, Akol Afi Tanai, that you can make a Tanai in advance and it'll prevent it from becoming Hukta Mitzvasa. Prevent what from becoming? So Ramban says you can prevent the Sukkah also from becoming Hukta Mitzvasa. If there's no Kavanas Agav, it won't become Hukta Mitzvasa. So that's what the Shach is thinking. He does. The Shach doesn't even quote this Machalek is Tos in the Ramban. That's when we learned Yeridaya, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed it out, that the Tesis Raya is L'shitosom, and the Shach, who dingzach on the Raya of the Tesis, that represents the Shitas Ramban. Those are the two Pshatim in the Gemara. They're not two Girsas, just two Pshatim how to read the Gemara.
Couldn't it be like a soldier wants to write the Sefer Torah, and he says, I will write the Sefer Torah, Shemo Yelo,
no kedusha, nisht. As a vil nisht is nisht. The kedusha he has to create.
But isn't it by the same act that the person is basically shliach? That is on the sukkah. The person was the shliach of making the sukkah because he didn't make it. Once he made it, it's a lobiyado, you tell. The sukkah is out of his hand. The same thing is ever told.
The sukkah is a machlag. It's a ramban. Sefer Torah is more so. Sefer Torah, everybody agrees that Kedusha has to be created by the other. Yeah. Har Sinai had a Kedusha by the Shammai. The Shekhinah went down, Har Sinai had Kedusha, but then after Maimon Har Sinai was over, the Kedusha disappeared. And in order to create a Kedusha that should be everlasting, you have to have Kavanas HaAdam, Kavanas HaGavra, to make a Sefer Torah, to make a Beis HaMikdosh, to be Mafresh Truman.
This is only on the Sukkah, nothing else.
What Tosha says over here is only on the Sukkah that it becomes Hukta Mitzvah. Al Karcha Shaladim.
Ramban also requires that you have one day, at least once, he's Makam the Mitzvah in that Sukkah. Does Ramban think so?
Yeah. If he just builds a Sukkah in advance and he never sits in it, so that everybody's masking that. That's Hazman Allah Milsi. It won't become Kurdish. Everybody's masking to that. Yeah. I mean, I have a sukkah, one sukkah I eat and one sukkah I sleep. Yeah, so they're both up to the mitzvah. I'm a kayim, one mitzvah there, one mitzvah there. Yeah.
Point is, Shach, I can say I want the sukkah for 2 days.
No. Mizdomet the Shach will also agree with the Ramban. Ramban kaiches in the...
If it's Kavanah, then he can make any tie he wants.
No. That's what the Ramban says. He can't do that. Let's say, can a person say, I declare this animal should be a carbon oiler for 30 days and then it should become chulin? If we're not makriv it on Mizbech within the first 30 days, let it become chulin. So that you can't do. Once it becomes hegdush, the kedusha loy poka bechdi, the kedusha can't disappear into thin air. So here also the Ramban says, once it became hooked to the mitzvasai, so it's not going to disappear. The kedusha of the sukkah is not going to disappear. But in the first place, whether it becomes hooked to the mitzvasai, that depends on whether you have kavanas agavra or not. So last week we mentioned that the Mishnah Brura quoted Abikias. He quotes the Rashba, wrote a sefer that's called Avodas HaKodesh. One sefer Avodas HaKodesh is all about making a Reuven in the cities, and a Reuven Erev Tavshil, and all a Reuven. It talks about one Avodas HaKodesh is about a Reuven, and then there's another section Avodas HaKodesh all about Muktzah, all about Hilchas Yontif, and all about the Dinei Muktzah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes Abkiyas, that the Rashba writes in the sefer Avodas HaKodesh that the only time the Sukkah will become hooked to the Mitzvah, Chal Shem Shamayim, is if it was built l'shem mitzvah sukkah. But if it's the Gemara says, let's say the goyim put up a sukkah, and the Gemara says the sukkah that was put up by the goyim was a kosher sukkah, as long as it was put up l'shem tzeil, as long as they put it up in order that the sukkah should give shade. L'chatchila would be nicer that the sukkah should be made l'shem mitzvah by yidin, But in the end, the Gemara says it's a machlokes b'sham and misil. B'sham say that if the sukkah wasn't put up l'shem mitzvah, is no good. And we don't pass like b'sham, we pass like misil. That even though the sukkah was put up by goyim, not l'shem mitzvah at all, as long as it's put up l'shem tzel, that's also a kosher a sukkah. You have to watch to make sure that it's not put up in a puzzle of fashion. Sometimes it can be put up improperly. Like in Shulchan Aruch, there's a chumrah. It's a shaila whether this would possibly be ever. Let's say they put up this chach before they put up the walls. So the Ramah writes that that's tasav leimanasim. Because at the time you put this chach, it's still not kosher. So the ikar of the sukkah is really this chach. So when you put the schach, it's still not kosher. When does the schach become kosher? When you put the walls on. So the Ramok, you have to lift it up. You have to pick up every piece of schach and put it down again, right? But that's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that if you put first the schach, then the walls, so the Ramok says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do. And what if it be yevid? What if he did it? Does it really passel? So there are poskim hold that even be yevid it passels. The Pashtus says that it's only a chumer. Pashtus says that be yevid doesn't pass. But that's why we have Yidin watching. If the goy make the sukkah, the Yidin should put on the schach. To have the goy put the tfanis, the walls up, that's bechal no problem. But lechatchila, the schach should be put up by the Yidin. If the goy put up the schach, you should have the Yidin pick up every piece of schach and put it down. And if it's already yontif and they didn't pick up every piece of schach, so then it's a machlekes whether b'di'evit, whether you can say a bracha on such a sukkah. Can you sit in such a sukkah? So I mentioned last week that the Mishnah Berurah had this bekiyas. He quotes the Rashba and the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. He rarely quotes from the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba writes on Avodas HaKodesh in Hilchas Muktzeh that the only time the sukkah will be hooked in the mitzvasi is if it was built for Shem sukkah. Not enough that you sit in the sukkah, it has to be built for Shem sukkah. So some later Gedolim tain against the Mishnah Berurah. What did he quote this Rashba for? They don't believe that we paskin like that. They say, first of all, that Rashba, you don't have to go, the Merchak Tovi Lachmi, you didn't have to go quote a Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba on Daf Lamed on Beis, Daf and Ort, on this Gemara, the Chidush HaRashba on Beitza writes like that. But this Rashba is all within the way of thinking of the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that the Sukkah only becomes Sukkah to the Mitzvah, if you want it to become. And if you sit in the Sukkah to be Yotzei, but you say, I don't want the Sukkah to become Sukkah to the Mitzvah, even the Sukkah will be Mutar Banro. So the Rashbona in the Rashbona Chidushim in the Avodas HaKodesh is a Talmud of the Ramban, so he goes along that way of thinking. So he says, and it'll only become hooked to the mitzvah side if you built it l'shem mitzvah sukkah melech hatchila, and then you continued, you built it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, and when you sat, you wanted weiter, your mamshech in your day, you wanted to become hooked to the mitzvah side. But if you didn't build it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, even if you did, and when you sat in it, you didn't want it to become, if you don't want it, it doesn't become kodesh. It's like magdish zayin a korban. If you don't want to be magdish, it won't become kodesh. But according to Shita Sataisus, Taisus holds if you sit in sukkah, it automatically becomes hooked to the mitzvah. Bal korcho shalodim, he's screaming, he doesn't want it to become hooked to the mitzvah, it becomes anyway. So according to Taisus Shita, it doesn't make sense to say that it will only become hooked to the mitzvah if the sukkah is built l'shmo. Why do it have to be built l'shmo? You don't need kavanas agavra at all. The kedushas hasukkah is chal bal korcho shalodim. So you don't need that he should build it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So really, that's what they were masik on the Mishnah Berurah. That the Mishnah Berurah quoted a kula from the Rashba that the sukkah was not built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it was built by goyim. So the din is that it's a kosher sukkah, even though it didn't have asir l'shma. But the Mishnah Berurah said, but it won't be hooked to the mitzvah. So the later person say, how does he know to be makel against Shita's Balei HaTaisa? Taisa holds that it becomes hooked to the mitzvah by korcho shalonim. It doesn't, the Kavanas Agava doesn't play a role at all. Yeah, but if you think like that Rashba, if you hold like that Rashba and that Ramban, then you understand very well the Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Tesem and Aleph. There is a machlokes there in Beishamai and Besilo. So Beishamai say that the Sukkah is only kosher if it was built l'shmo. The Sukkah has to be built by Yid l'shem mitzvah Sukkah. And Besilo disagree and they say, no, as long as it was made l'shem tzel, there's no halacha that it has to be built l'shem mitzvah. So how do Beishamai know that it has to be built l'shmo? Because it says Chag HaSukkah L'Hashem, that the sukkah has to be made here. It's a similar pasuk over here. So L'Hashem means that it has to be built l'shmo. Freg di gemara ubeis hilel. And what did Beis Hillel do with the pasuk shteitach L'Hashem? Doesn't it imply that the asiyas sukkah has to be l'shem mitzvah? The gemara says no. Beis Hillel learned that that pasuk means chal shem shemayim al sukkah. So it's totally different from Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say that Lashem means it has to be made L'Shem Mitzvah, right. And they still say no, it means that it's Chal Shem Shammai Mal Asukah to the Mitzvah. So according to this, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, you understand very well what the Gemara is driving at. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both understand that the word Lashem means that the Sukkah was made L'Shem Sukkah. But does that mean that in order for the Sukkah to be kosher, it has to be made L'Shem Sukkah? So Beis Hillel say no, there are two kinds of Sukkahs. There's a holy sukkah and a plain sukkah. If the sukkah was built lishma, then it'll be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. It'll have a kedushas ha-sukkah. And it'll be yetzer the mitzvah sukkah with a helig sukkah. If the sukkah was built by goy, it'll be a chulandik sukkah. You'll be yetzer the mitzvah with a chulandik sukkah. No, no. If you make the tonight, then it won't be holy. Then it won't be chal shem shamayim. According to the Ramban.
I don't want it,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the, according to the way the Ramban and the Rashba learn, we understand what the Machlokes is. B'sham and Mishol. They both read this pasuk, Chag HaSukkos L'Hashem, is talking about a sukkah that was made l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. So with respect to what does the pasuk mention that the sukkah was built l'shem mitzvah? So the Beis Hillel say, yeah, if you want it to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, then it has to be built l'shma. But if you don't want it to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, you can be yotzei the mitzvah with a chulandikas sukkah. There are two brands of sukkahs. There's a holy sukkah and a chulandikas sukkah. You can be yotzei the mitzvah either way. And comes the Beis Shammai and disagree. They say, no, the only way you can be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah is if it's a holy sukkah, if it's chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, if it's not built to shmo, or if you're going to make it tonight that you don't want it to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, then Beis Shammai hold, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. The pasuk tells you in order to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, it has to be built to shem mitzvah. So the Beis Shammai just add one more knetch, and if it doesn't have kedusha sukkah, if it's not going to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, then it's not kosher for the mitzvah. And the Silva say no, you can have two kinds of sukkahs, a sukkah with kedusha and a sukkah on kedusha. You can be yotzei the mitzvah equally. The only difference is one will be hooked to the mitzvah side, and one will not be hooked to the mitzvah side. Here Tosfos raises the kasha here, as well as the Masechah Shabbos. A few places they discuss this problem. Tosfos and Shabbos up for base. The Tosfos Avalatzei Sukkah on Laman on the base Avalatzei Sukkah. Tosfos is bothered with Akasha that the Gemara sounds like they gave two different reasons Terkei Dibur for the fact that the Sukkah is also Bahanoa. So one reason that the Gemara gave is that it's Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, just like Chagiga, just like a Korban Chagiga is a Korban and it's an Issa Me'ila, it's Kodesh Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga. So too, Kal Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, and that's why the holiday, that's why this Sukkah is called Chag HaSukkah. The Sukkah is like a Korban Chagiga. The word Chag means a holiday on which you bring a Korban Chagiga, and a Korban Chagiga is Hegdish. There's a din of Me'ila, so it's called Chag HaSukkah. The Sukkah is hookish to a Chag, to a Korban Chagiga. So the one mocker to establish that the Sukkah is hooked to the, is also Bahanor is because Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, like Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. Then the Gemara throws in a different lotion about hooked to the mitzvah. Hooked to the mitzvah sounds like it's a din midirabbanan. Muktzah is the midirabbanan, no? So what do you need two different reasons? A reason deraisa mit a reason derabbanan? So nishginuk a reason deraisa? That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, Tosfos gives what you mentioned before. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam that the isa deraisa of Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah only applies to the bare minimum that you need, that it should be a kosher sukkah. Shtayim kel chasam, or shlishis apilu tefach. The halacha doesn't require that the sukkah should have four walls. It doesn't even require that you need three full walls in the shape of the yud. You have to have shtayim kel chasam like an L shape. If you have two parallel walls, one facing the other, that's not called kel chasam. The word kel chasam means two, according to the halacha l'mashim misina. Shtayim kel chasam means two that are in an L shape. And then a shlish is a filo tefach. Now the third wall can be a mashal. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if you sit in a sukkah, it's only going to be minatar, it's only going to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, and the bare minimum that's necessary for hechsher sukkah. And of course the schach. Obviously from the places you see, there's a machlokes in between the Rambam and the Rosh, in Masech HaSukkah, when you say hooked to the mitzvah, the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, what part of the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah? Only the schach, or the Tvanis as well. So the Rambam writes, the Schach is hooked to the Mitzvah, and the Tvanis is hooked to the Mitzvah. And the Rosh quotes the Rambam in Sukkah Daf Tes, and he picks on the Rambam. How can it be? All the Hilchas Sukkah only apply to the Schach. The Din of Tassav Laminasa is only on the Schach. and the din that has to be gedulei karka, and it should be tolish, and it should be gavish, and mekabel tumah. All halachas only apply to schach. It has to be tzilos and merubah mechamos is only on the schach. There's one Tanu who disagrees, and he says that even the defanis have to be tzilos and merubah mechamos. And the Yerushalmi says, according to that, that's in the Bavli. And the Yerushalmi says, according to that Tanu, so there's room to argue the point and say that Tfanis have all the laws and all the rules and regulations of the schach. It has to be gedulei karka, and it has to be tolish, and it has to be dovish in the kabbalatum. Well, we don't paskin like that Tana. We paskin all the dinim of sukkah only apply to the schach. What the material is, and tasav lamin osri, and everything only, silasim ibrahamas only applies to the schach. So the Rosh Tainis, and when you say that the chalshim shamayim ala sukkah, it should only go on the schach, how does the Rambam know to say that it goes on Tfanis? But you see that Teresa's Shita is beferish also like the Rambam, that it goes on the Tfanis as well. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the Chal Shem Shamayim ala Asukah doesn't cover everything.
The minimum.
Chal Shem Shamayim only covers the minimum, yeah. But the Shaila is, which, let's say you made a Sukkah, beautiful Sukkah, four walls. So which 2.5 walls became Huktzah and Mitzvah? What does it mean? It means first he built the Sukkah 2.5 walls with Tzchach. And then he sat in the Sukkah, and then he added more walls afterwards.
It doesn't matter once he built the 2.5 walls, that's a minimum. Whatever goes in continues after that.
It all depends how he built it. Which were the first 2.5 walls that he built? Well, what does it make a difference if the guy built 2.5 walls there a month before Sukkot? It could even be built Shalom Lashem Sukkot, because Taisa doesn't hold like the Ramban and the Rashba. It could even be built Shalom Lashem Sukkot, but you mean you have to keep a record, you have to keep track. So whichever were the first 2.5 walls that were built, it's a shver of art. That's very difficult.
As long as he left two walls.
2.5 walls.
As long as he left a shield, the rest of it is not much.
Right. Oh, that's what it means. That's the Poshim Shah. He built a whole sukkah with four walls, with schach, with everything. And then it became hooked to the mitzvah. So now what's the din? So the din is you're not allowed to be mevatel at the mitzvah. But let's say I'll take away a little bit of schach. It's still a kosher sukkah. The whole sukkah is just 100% kosher as it was before. I'll take away a little panel from the tfanis. I want it to chili, so I want to take a little wood and throw it into the furnace to keep myself warm. I want to make a boat out of it, whatever. So you can take off as much of the sukkah as you want, as long as the sukkah still retains its hechsher. That's not called a violation of hook to the mitzvah. It's only a violation if you've destroyed the whole hechsher, the hechsher of sukkah. But if the sukkah still retains the hechsher on the same area, that's apparently the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. And so Rabbeinu Tam holds on the level of the araisa, the din is huktzah l'mitzvah. So the word huktzah zoktah is a dead giveaway. It's only midrabbanan. All the hilchos muktzah is only midrabbanan, he claims. So he says on the level of the araisa, there's only a din of chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Chal shem shemayim ala sukkah means he's not allowed to be mevatled mitzvah. That's a famous dispute in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I have a kosher sukkah, everything is fine. And then I was walking in the street and it was pouring. On Sukkot is always raining. Let's then have a raincoat that's sopping wet. And then it stops raining, and I want to hang up the raincoat on the schach. So you're not allowed to sit under the raincoat. That's a big sukkah. I'll sit on that end. I want to lay out the raincoat. The sun is beating down. I want to lay out the raincoat on top of the schach that it should dry off. So is that called the violation of huk to the mitzvah soy? Because I'm getting hanor from the schach, and I'm not mevatel in the mitzvah soy. Maybe the Isser of Huk to the Mitzvah, so Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, means not to take off a piece of wood and use it as a toothpick, and not to take off a panel of wood from the Tfanis and use it in the furnace to burn it, but to be Nene from it. Is that also included? To be Nene. So that's the famous Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, that Taz and others discuss that. Is it forbidden to put your sopping wet towels on top of the schach that they should dry off? A lot of people do it all the time when they wash the tefillos yadayim. So when everybody finishes washing their hands, so they take the towel and they hang it up on the schach on the edge. So this schach that's hanging out from the sukkah, the stomach, there's no hechsher sukkah over there. So that stomach that was never hooked in the sukkah. What if you throw it on top of the schach that's on top of the sukkah, on top of the schach that's inside the walls, inside the sukkah? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Is that a violation of hooked in the mitzvah? So many poskim say no. It's only a violation of hooked in the mitzvah. So when you mevatel it in the mitzvah, and you just get on the earth, that's not a violation.
Sitting in the kind of sukkah, the tail is still for wool and hanko, and it's a very hot day, one gets another sitting under the tree.
That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. That gufa is the mitzvah. That you can't say is awesome. But the shadow would come up like this. It's pouring. And if I sit in the sukkah, I won't be out in the mitzvah because it's pouring in the sukkah. But at least I'll get protected. I won't get as wet as I would have otherwise gotten. So is it permissible to sit in the sukkah when it's pouring? Af nisht yotze to zayin. You're not being yotze the mitzvah, but I want to get protected from the rain. So that's also machlokes. Some achronim hold that you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, because the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah. And the other side, what do you mean hooked to the mitzvah? It does mean it's also bahana. It means you're not allowed to be mevatelit in mitzvah, so to take off, to rip it apart, to take down the schach, to take down the top. I'm not taking anything down. As soon as it stops raining, the sukkah will be just as kosher as it was before. So that's a famous thing. Yom Tov says like that, that you're not asvara, that you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah when it's pouring, because you're getting hanor from the sukkah, not in an oifen of mitzvah. If you sit in the sukkah, the oifen shall mitzvah, that's not good. Right, Tyson says Nikra Hedyot. Yes. Right.
So, say that maybe.
Correct. So that's Dainik Yonta wants to go quite a step further. He wants to say that it's worse than Nikra Hedyot. He wants to say that it's considered a violation of the Chal Shem Shammai. That's a starke taina. The Gemara compares the Sukkah to the Korban Chagiga. So the Korban Chagiga is mamish mila behegdash asa bahanoh. So shouldn't we make a tzushno and say that the sukkah should be asa bahanoh? So the Rav had a Rashi and sukkah. There's a Rashi and sukkah and daftes where the Gemara quotes this, kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah. So Rashi writes that up until haktoras emurim of the Korban Chagiga, you're not allowed to eat the flesh. So the Rav asked Akasha, up until Haktorah saying, Murin, you should have said until Ezrikas Adam. There's an Isim Le'ilah Behegdish, even though Shlomim is a Kachim Kalim, and there's no Din Le'ilah, there's no punishment. Ein Le'ilah Bekachim Kalim means if somebody was Moel Behegdish, then there's a punishment, there's a penalty. You have to take care of Mechemish and you bring Hashem Le'ilahs. So the punishment and the penalty doesn't apply to Korban Shlomim, the Kachim Kalim. But the Isim Eila, many of the Rishonim and Rav Chaim held that was the Ikar. Many Rishonim held the Isim Eila does apply, even the Kachim Kalim. So how long is there an Isim Eila, the Kachim Kalim, up until Zvikas Adam? Once you have Zvikas Adam, there's no more Isim Eila. So why does Rashi say up until Haktoras Emurim? Haktoras Emurim, that's a different thing. The mitzvah is, if the Emurim disappeared, if they were Nitmu, Oisha Avdu, we had a Gemara before in Beitza. And the Chofam Beitza, I think, if the Emurim were Nitmu, on that chof on the base we had. Any korban, if the emurim were nitmu or sha'ovdu, when you can't be makta them, so then the Israelim and the Kohanim are permitted to eat the chelek ha'nechal. So it's not the same as Rikas Adam. Rikas Adam of the korban removes the isa me'ilah. Haktoras emurim is a seida ha'mitzvah, the seida kedima. First, you're supposed to do haktoras emurim, and then afterwards, the Bailim can eat. Afterwards, the Kohanim can eat. In Kozman, you didn't do the Haktoras Emurim, except this Yomavatlet Mimitzvah. So what did Rashi Chapon, that the Sukkah is compared to the Chagiga before Haktoras Emurim? So that's what the Rav thought, that Rashi Bedavkin meant to say like that, that it's not. It's not that there's really an Iser Hano'ah from the Sukkah, like an Iser Hano'ah from the Korban before Zvikas Adam. No, it's like after the Zvikas Adam, when there's no Isim Ila, yeah. But you shouldn't be Mevatlet B'mitzvasa. The mitzvasa is to first to be Makdir Emurim and then to eat the Chelek HaNecha. So the mitzvasa is to let the Sukkah alone, let it lie by Sukkah, not to be Mevatlet B'mitzvasa. Yeah. That was his suggestion. Anyway, so this is what the Rabbi Natam says here. The Taisus quotes Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam understood that these are two different reasons why the Sukkah is also Bahano. One is because it's compared to a Korban Chagiga. Just like Chal Shem Shamayim ala Korban Chagiga, so too Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, and that's a Tam deraisa. And then we have an additional Tam in the Rabbanon of Hukta Mitzvasa. What do you need a reason with the Rabbanon if everything's covered with a Din deraisa? So obviously, the Din deRabbanon covers more cases. And which way does it cover more cases? So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that on the level of deraisa, the Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah only goes on the bare minimum. And Luchar, what it means to say is that's what the Aruch Laner writes in his Sefer on Sukkah. He tries to make sense of Rabbi Natan. What do you mean? You built first the half of Sukkah, and then you sat it, and then you built the rest. He says, no, you built the whole Sukkah. And the Isser of Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah means you're not permitted to be Mavatlev in the Tzvasoi, that it should cease to be a Sukkah, but to rip off as much from the Tzchach and the Tzvanis as you want, and you should blight the Hechsh Sukkah, that's okay. But once you have the Din with the Rabban and the Hukta in the Mitzvasoi, the Mitzvasoi goes on everything. Hukta in the Mitzvasoi goes on everything. Oh, and then Taisa says no. Then Taisa gives another chiluk. They say Chal Shem Shamayim Alach Ala Sukkah, the din deraisa is only caused when the sukkah is standing. It's a kosher sukkah. What if it collapsed? What if the sukkah collapsed? Then there's no more sukkah to speak of. It's not a kosher sukkah, so you can't say it's Chal Shem Shamayim Alach Sukkah. But this is covered with a din derabbanan. The din derabbanan is hooked to the mitzvah, so once it remains muktzah, it stays muktzah beyond the board. The hook to the mitzvah covers two more areas. It covers even if the whole sukkah collapsed, afilu nafla, and it covers even past the bare minimum. You're not allowed to use any of the sukkah, even though you won't be mevatel in the mitzvah. But then Taisa says, but on the other hand, they think that hook to the mitzvah is a din fun muktzah that only applies on Shabbos and on Yontif. It does make sense to say that it applies on Chalamay. So if you put two and two together, it should follow that if the sukkah fell down and it's chalamoid, so it should be mutas, neither here nor there. The hook to the mitzvah is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On chalamoid, there's no din of mukta at all. That's what Taisa said. Taisa understood the hook to the mitzvah is a branch of the parsha of mukta. Mukta is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no din of mukta on chalamoid. And once it falls down, the din deraisa doesn't apply. So you should be left with nothing. So that's already a dealing in Achrayim, how to read the Tosis and Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis. Some Achrayim want to say that even though if it fell down on the Chalamoy, there's no reason at all, somehow Tosis came up with a Chumrah that it should be awesome. It's a Shverevot. That's already a Shverevot. So on this Shita, so Tosis, this is repeated. In Shabbos Daf Memhei and in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis, Tosis has Barichas, this discussion, the two dinim, the Hukten Mitzvos is the Rabbanah, Chal Shem Shemayim Allah Sukkah is the Raisa, and the differences. Chalamoid and Yontif and more than the Shir. So the Rishonim quote the Ramban. We have the Ramban and the Melchamis has it, and in Megillah, in Perek B'nei Ho'ir, the four Prokem in Mishnah's Megillah. So one Perek B'nei Ho'ir talks about the fact that a shul has a kedushas beis haknesses. So what do you do if everybody moved out of the neighborhood and they want to sell a shul as a library, want to sell it to a nursing home, or to whatever place, the hospital? So how do you're not allowed to use a shul for any other purpose. So the Gemara says, if you sell the shul and you use the money for some other purpose, to buy a sefer Torah with it, whatever. So that's malam hakodesh v'lam arik. So the Rishonim discuss over there, what is the nature of the kedushas beis haknesses in the first place? What kind of a kedusha does it have to begin with, and how did the kedusha disappear when you sell it? What's going on? So there's a long Ramban there. The Ran on the Rif in the beginning of Perek B'nei Hu'ir and Megillah quotes a section from the Ramban that corresponds with what the Ramban wrote in the Chidushi HaRamban on Masech HaShabbos in Bamem Avlikin, and it corresponds with the Mohammeds, what the Ramban wrote in the Mohammed. All the three Ramban say the same. No country, Rambam's often their mysterious. Ramban is consistent. So Ramban writes the same thing all over. He says the following. What Taisus was bothered with, why did the Gemara need two reasons? One reason the Rais and one reason the Rabbanon, that the Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, and it's also hooked in the Mitzvah. He says that's the same thing. When you say that muktzah is a din derabbanan, that's the other kind of muktzah. That's muktzah you're not allowed to handle, you're not allowed to handle tiltal muktzah, you're not allowed to eat the beitzah shenolda is muktzah, that kind of muktzah. Muktzah the mitzvah is a din deraisa. Where is the mocker? Chal Shem Shamayim, Malach Hagigah. The mocker is the pasuk from Sukkah. Rashi wrote in Masech HaSukkah, how do you know that the esrig is hooked to the mitzvah? How do you know that the hadassim are hooked to the mitzvah? So Rashi writes, Ki'ilu, there were a hekesh, all the mitzvahs are sukkish, are hookish to each other. So the original pasuk were hooked to the mitzvahs, which stayed by the sukkah, Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah, so I extend the hook to the mitzvahs also to the dalet meaning. That's what Rashi writes, as if all the mitzvahs are sukkish, are hookish to each other. So the Ramban writes, in all of the three places, it's not a local din only in sukkah, or on the holiday of sukkahs, that the dalet meaning are hookish to the sukkah. It's a mamatina from Sukkah derived to Kol HaTorah Kulo. How do you know, let's say you have a talis? Are you allowed to use the talis? I wanted to carry home a tape recorder, and it's raining outside, so I'm afraid the tape recorder is going to get ruined in the rain. So I wrap it up in a talis. I'm going to wash the talis anyway. I'm going to take the talis to the cleaner, the dry cleaner, to clean it anyway. So I don't care if the talis gets ruined. It's time to clean it anyway. So are you allowed to wrap up the tape recorder to protect it? In a talis. So the Ramban says, no. Chal Shem Shamayim ala talis. He says, why is it that you're not allowed to use a shul for your own personal purposes? Chal Shem Shamayim ala shul. What's that? He says, whenever you have a tashmishi mitzvah, so bizman ha-mitzvah is Chal Shem Shamayim, the Mashal Sukkah. Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. He says Huktan Mitzvasa is the same thing as saying Chal Shem Shemayim. It's the same thing. This Huktan Mitzvasa is a Din Deraisa. It's not like the other Muktas that are only the Rabbanim. So he points out, the Ramban points out, how long does the Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah last? So it says in the Brice, Ad Matzor Yonta Farachim Shalchak. Till after Sukkah is over. So the rule is, whenever you have, when you have Sefer Torah filled in a mezuzahs, that's Tashmisha, Dusha. So even after it becomes possible and it can no longer be used for Sefer Torah to a mezuzah, Kedusha, Tashmisha, Kedusha, retain the Kedusha, even Lacha Shenifsalu, and the din is Nignozim. You're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage, it's not Nizrokim, the din is Nignozim, you have to put it in the Shemis. But Tashmisha Mitzvah, have a Kedusha, Bizman Mitzvah, some calls man that it's Bizman HaMitzvah. After Bizman HaMitzvah is up, it's Nizrokim, it's always Kedusha. So the Moshul, he says, you have a Shofar. So if you didn't blow Shofar this year on Rosh Hashanah, Hazman Alam Milsi, it doesn't have Kedusha. You have a Lulav and an Esek, if you didn't shake the Lulav and the Esek this year, Hazman Alam Milsi. If you didn't sit in the Sukkah, Hazman Alam Milsi. It's Mutter. But if you blew Shofar, so the Shofar is hooked to the Mitzvah, so till Matzoi, Rosh Hashanah. The whole day Rosh Hashanah is Man HaMitzvah. You were Yotzei, but there are other people who are not Yotzei. So the Shofar retains the status of Tashmishei Mitzvah, that it's hooked to the Mitzvah, so till the end of Sukkah, till the end of Rosh Hashanah. Once Rosh Hashanah is over, it's ice. You'll wait till next Rosh Hashanah. But now, from Matzoi Rosh Hashanah till next Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have the status of, you can use it for secular purposes. Or let's say I have a talus. If the talus is old and worn out and it's torn, and I bought myself a new talus and I'm not going to use the old talus, so I can donate it to the shul. The gabbai says he doesn't accept it. It's so tzirisen, the talus is so torn and it's so yellow, the gabbai doesn't want it. No one wants the talus, never. So if then the talus is lachas man mitzvasar. So lachas man mitzvasar is pocket the kedusha. Let's say you have a shul. The kozman that the people are still using the shul, they're still davening the shul. There's no way to be mafkir the kedusha of the shul. The shul is a thing, it's a structure, it's a thing that enables people to daven better. You can't say that it enables people to daven. You can daven in the forest, you can daven at home also, you don't need a shul. But it enables people to daven better. So it's called the Tashmisha Mitzvah. The shul is a dover which enables people to perform a mitzvah, the haino, to daven with. They can use the shul. So it retains the Kedusha. As soon as everybody moved out, and nobody lives there anymore, so Min HaTorah is already Ois Kedusha. So Min HaTorah can use it for whatever you want. It's like an Ois Geshlog in a Hoshayna. After Sukkot is over, Ois. You have the Hadassim and the Esrog after Sukkot is over, is Ois. There's no more Hukta Mesosa because there's Mana Mitzvah. If you have a shul and no one lives in the neighborhood,
but you still have to burn and you come and throw in the garbage.
No, I mean, Mikar Adin, you can throw it in the garbage. It just says in Shulchan Aruch you shouldn't throw it together with the chicken bones. The Kovadik, you throw it in a separate bag and then throw it in the garbage. Instead of throwing it together with everything, that's what the Rashba and Shabbos quotes are right, it has a Hachach from the Gemara. When you throw the old tzitzis in the garbage, you have an old talus, an old Arabic kamfis that's all torn and no one wants it. So you're not mechuyev to put it in the Shemus, you throw it in the garbage. So the Rashba quotes a Ravid, has a Hechoch from Gemara Shabbos, you shouldn't throw the old Arbeit Kampfes with the Chutex, you shouldn't throw it together with all the dirty garbage. Put it in a separate bag and then throw it in the garbage. But you throw it out in the garbage, you don't put it in the Shemus.
How about the tefillin?
No, tefillin is Tashmish Ekshushim.
No, but is it only the
the Pashiot or is it the Levitin? No, the Bapim also. It's all part of the Tefillin. It's all part of the Tefillin.
So you can't separate. You don't separate.
No. Everything has the Kedusha's Tefillin.
Why shouldn't we say that the Kedusha of the Talus lasts only as long as you're davening? The davening is completed.
You cut off the tzitzis.
So the Ramban says, because this man of the mitzvah tzitzis is forever, as long as it's still right to be used. If you're interested in that's a big problem. How are you allowed to pass the tzitzis? That's exactly the violation of Huktan Mitzvah. Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah. That's what he asked. How are you permitted to pasul? That's like pasuling the sukkah. The Tosfos holds that in the name of Rabbi Natan, that's exactly the issa deraisa that you're not allowed to. So according to the Ramban, the din deraisa applies to everything. So our practice is when the person dies, so we're not going to, one talus we designate to wrap the mason. If we would plan to use that talus by a chai, so it's still zman ha-mitzvah. But our minig is that we wrap that talus on the mason. We wrap the mason that talus. So according to our practice, once we're going to bury the mason that talus, so the zman ha-mitzvah of this talus is up. There's like an old tzeris in a talus that no one is going to use anymore.
And maybe because it is a property of the mace. It's a mace, is not subject to any mitzvah, so he can do with it whatever he wants to.
Yeah, well, once he dies, it's not his property anymore. It belongs to the Yorshim. And if he's a Gershim mace, may no Yorshim, so it becomes Hefker. You can't take it with you. Whatever he owned while he was alive, he doesn't own anymore. That means we designated, we plan to bury him in his own talus. So if you bury him in his own talus, that's already the zman ha-mitzvah is up. That's our practice. Yeah, it's a problem, though. It's a problem. It's not so glad.
What about
the tefillin
bag
itself? Tefillin bag is tashmishi kedusha. The tefillin itself, the batim with the ritsuas, with the parshias, is the gufi kedusha. And the tefillin zekel is a tashmishi kedusha also, even after it's so worn out that it's not shaykh to use it anymore. No one will want to use it as a tefillin zekel. Still, tashmishi kedusha, retain the kedusha, even after it can no longer be used for the mitzvah. That you never allowed to throw in the garbage. But let's say a Beis HaKnesses or a Talis, once no one, every all the Jews moved away from the neighborhood, no one's going to come and daven anymore in the Beis HaKnesses. The Ramban writes, "Men Atayra Zois." It no longer has a status of Tashmishi Mitzvah because it's like Lachas Ma Mitzvosim. And all the dinim in the Mishnais and the Gila that you have to sell the shul and take the money and buy something, Malam HaKadosh, well, I'm reading, this is all Midirabbanan. This is all Midirabbanan. Sometimes you have a shul where they're planning to move to a different location, and they get a good deal now, so they're still davening here. They're still davening here. So what they do is they sell the shul to a hospital, and they rent it, and they get the right from the hospital to still use the shul to daven until, so according to the Ramban, they had no right to do that in the first place. What are they doing? How are they mafkir the kedusha? They're still davening in the shul. The whole vart, the Ramban says, the whole vart is, they stopped davening in the shul. When everybody moved away, you already built a new shul, and everybody davens there, no one uses the old shul anymore, so on the level of the rice, the kedusha is gone. So the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to leave it like that. We machmir. So Rabbanon, they insist, you have to sell the shul and take the money and treat it as if the kedusha went from the shul to the money, and then use the money for something bigger and better. Malam HaKadosh Olam Harim. But if you sold the shul and the people are still davening in the shul, so the Kedusha Deraisa didn't disappear yet. So the Din Derabbanan doesn't begin yet. That you sell the shul and the Kedusha goes off. The Kedusha didn't go off. The Kedusha is still on the shul in Atayra, according to the Ramban.
Did you say
that Tashmisha Kedusha is written by the fact that you have Torah? Torah. Torah, yeah. So why is it? Chaim Balozhin writes, how do you determine what's Tashmisha Mitzvah, what's Tashmisha Kedusha? He writes in the Nefesh HaChaim that Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah all have one thing in common. They have psukim on them. So that's Tashmisha Kedusha.
For Beis HaKnesses,
the Rambam sounds like he says like that. The Ramban HaChumash certainly says like that. The Rambam also, beginning with Hilchos Beis HaPtira, sounds like he's saying that the essence of the Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash is that it's a building to house the Luchos. And even in the Bayis Sheni, that the Luchas were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Luchas were in the basement. So it was still a building to house the Luchas. So that's why there was Kedusha to the whole Beis HaMikdash, because there were the Aseres HaDibros, Torah Shebichsav, is engraved on the Luchas. The whole Kedusha of the whole Beis HaMikdash is for that. The Shaila is about a Beis HaKnesses. So the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, thought, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, when he quotes the Dinim of Beis HaKnesses, he thought that the Rambam is saying that a Beis HaKnesses is Dugmas Beis HaMikdash also. The Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, so you have a room that's designated to Dav Mincha Ma'ariv, and they never learn Kriyas HaTorah, so they don't need a Sefer Torah there. They never Dav Shachar there. In some offices, they have an office room where they always Dav, and they designate it only for davening. So according to the Rambam, we would not have a Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses. According to the Ramban, it would. Ramban would say, no, Beis HaKnesses has a status of a Tashmishei Mitzvah, because it's designated for enhancing the davening. Everybody should daven tefillah b'tzibba there, and everybody should daven more kavana there. So the Ramban would say that even a Beis HaKnesses where there's no Sefer Torah has the status of a Tashmishei Mitzvah. And the Rambam sounds like he says that the whole idea of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is because it has the Yaron Kodesh, and it's everything is Dugmas Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. That's a different Mahalo. Yeah. That's a different.
According to Rabbi, if you had a Sefer in Shul, he doesn't make a difference.
He doesn't. Normally, a shul has an Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah, and the Ramban doesn't make a difference. The Aron Kodesh is Tashmishi Kedusha, but the rest of the shul from the Ramban vice versa that it's not Tashmishi Kedusha. The rest of the shul, it sounds like he holds it's only Tashmishi Mitzvah. So it's only Bizman Mitzvah son. After Sukkot is up, there's no more hook to the Mitzvah on the Sukkot, and after Rosh Hashanah is up, no more hook to the Mitzvah on the Shofar. And after the talus is old and worn out and torn and nobody wants to use it at all, it's lachas ma mitzvah, so it's not hooked to mitzvah. Eh? And with that Ramban, you can understand the machloikas. Take a look in the Gemara, in the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis, the last seven lines. The Gemara has a machloikas amaroim, machloikas rab and rabasi. What's the din? Hifrish shivu esrogim l'shiva sayamim. Spends $150 on an esrog, and he buys seven esrogim. Each day he wants to have a different esrog, a fresh esrog. He doesn't want to have the esrog that was all touched yesterday, that's all brown already. Every day he wants to have a fresh esrog. So what's the din here for shiva esrog and the shiva sayamin? He spends $1,000, $150 on every esrog for 7 days, every day a different esrog. So Omar Rav, kalachas rachas yaitzi bo, each one is only hooked to the mitzvah so for 5 minutes, for oich lo liyalta. And after he finishes shaking the little nesrig, it's already lachas ma mitzvah soy. The sukkah is one mitzvah for 7 days. But sukkah is teshuv shivas yamim. The mitzvah of sukkah is for the duration of 7 days. The mitzvah.
What happens if somebody builds seven sukkahs? Just like that.
So the Gemara says it doesn't matter because the mitzvah, theoretically, the mitzvah of sukkah is the zman of the mitzvah is for all 7 days. So if, when he sits in the, when he builds seven sukkahs, it's hazman alav milsi. Nothing has Chal Shem Shemayim. When he sits in the first sukkah on the first day, it becomes Chal Shem Shemayim hooked in the mitzvah for 7 days. The next six sukkahs are just Hazman Allah Milsi. When he sits in the second sukkah on the second day, oh, so from now on, the second sukkah will also be hooked in the mitzvah for the remaining days of the sukkah. But each sukkah, a sukkah, the theoretical is man of the mitzvah, but sukkah station of Shiva Yamin. So that's why the hook, the Chal Shem, according to the Ramban, the Chal Shem Shemayim and the Hukt Mitzvah is all the same thing. For how long? For the duration of the mitzvah. What is the duration of the mitzvah? So for Esrin, the duration of the mitzvah is 5 minutes. How long does it take to bench Esrin? 5 minutes. After the 5 minutes are up, is Ois Hukt to the Mitzvah, Oich Lovi Alter. He can eat the Esrin right away. Masheini came the Sukkah. The Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah. So the whole Zman of the Mitzvah. The whole Zman of the Mitzvah is all 7 days.
Isn't the Gemara talking about an Esrog that was cut, and the cut and he ate, and he made a bruch about over the rest of it?
Yeah. So you're asking, why isn't hooked in the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Taisa says that kasha. The Gemara says, Chanina, metabal bo, benofik bo. And the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need, what do the Gemara call it? You need that it should be shalem. You need that it should be shalom. Well, lakachtem lekicha tama, the Gemara darshan lekicha tama. So if the esrog has a chunk of esrog that's cut out of it, so it's no good for the first 2 days, but for the rest of days of chalamoid, an esrog that's chaser is also kosher. So chaser, I would say, by accident someone cut off the esrog, fell on the floor, and the pitten broke, a chunk of the esrog was cut out. But the Gemara says Rabbi Chanina used to cut a piece out of this. Esrog, he used to nibble on it, gezokta bracha, he ate it, and then he would yotze the esrog and chalamoy to demonstrate to the talmidim that that's talacha, that you're allowed to do that. So Tosis says to Kasha, how are you allowed to do that? Is the chuk to the mitzvah for achila? So according to the Rabbi Natam, we can begin to understand a little bit what's going on. Rabbi Natam says that the chal shem shamayim, he says there are two dinim. The chal shem shamayim only applies to the extent that you're going to passel it.
Yeah.
So here, if the din is that on chalamoid it's kosher even though it's chaser, so if you'll nick off, if you cut off a little bit and you'll eat it,
there's enough
left to be out to the mitzvah, so it's good. What happened to the din that Rabbanon hooked to the mitzvah? So Rabbeinu Tam holds the two dinim. So he says, but hooked to mitzvah is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on chalamoid. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Ramban says that it's not true. Hooked to the mitzvah has nothing to do with muktzeh. Muktzeh is on Beitzah. Beitzah Shinoda Bishabbos of the Yontav, that's Muktzeh. But hook to mitzvahs is the same as Chal Shem Shemaim. That's how the Ramban holds. The hook to the mitzvahs applies even on a total weekday. Ramban says that the Talmud is hook to mitzvahs as long as it's still roy lehishtamsh, as long as it's still oimid lemitzvahs. The shul is not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you'll take down so much of the sukkah that it will no longer be kosher, then it'll be a violation of the din deraisa.
Why do you have to have the thing with 7 days of Sargon? I have one essay. At the end of the seventh day, and I don't need the essay anymore. I have Mitzvah. I want to make
Mitzvah. Okay.
Wait till the end of the day.
Same thing. Yeah. So that's a machlek is Rav and Rabasi. So Rav, that's how the Gemara says. So Rav says, Kol achas v'yachas, every yeser, yotzi bo, yotzi 5 minutes, loich lo loyalty, you can eat it as soon as he yotzi the mitzvah. That's Rav's opinion. Okay, and we paskin like Rav Asi. We don't paskin like Rav. And Rav Asi says, no, Kol achas v'yachas, yotzi bo, loich lo lamachor. Rav Asi is maskin with Rav that it's only hooked to the mitzvah of his mana mitzvah. But he tied us that the whole day long is this mana mitzvah. Theoretically, even if you were yotz in the mitzvah in 5 minutes, but if you pick it up again later, you yourself can be mamshich to be yotz in the mitzvah. More bishlei musa to hold on to the lulav and the esrog all day long. That we'll get to that in a minute. That's what the Taptos talks about. Why does it go through Shmini Atzeres? But so far in the Gemara. So what's the machlokes here, Rav and Rabasi? If you have a sukkah, nobody argues. You sat in the sukkah, the person only plans to sit in sukkah the first 2 days of Yom Tov, then he's going to Eretz Yisrael for Chol HaMoed. He's not going to sit in sukkah later. So you're not going to say it's only hooked to mitzvah for the first 2 days. No, because the zman of mitzvah sukkah is basukas teishu shivas yomim. It's all 7 days is the zman of the mitzvah. And the hook to the mitzvah is called zman of mitzvah. That's the Ramban's definition. but by lulav, there's no hemshech all 7 days. Every day is a separate mitzvah, and every mitzvah is only for 5 minutes. A rav holds only hooked in the tzotzah for 5 minutes. After the 5 minutes are up, it's already oist is mana mitzvah. Tomorrow is going to be a different mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah as today. It's not a hemshech. The sukkah is a hemshech for all 7 days, the same mitzvah. The zman of lulav and esrog, he holds every day is a different zman. The Ravasi is also masking with rav, every day is a different zman, but he holds his mana mitzvah all day long, even though you finished the mitzvah. In 5 minutes, you shook the lulav and you put it down. But if you'll pick up the lulav later on, you'll be able to be mamshech to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's why we pass like Rav Asi. Kolachas v'yachas yotzibo v'ochlo lamocher. It'll be hooked to the mitzvah all day long, till the end of the day. It won't, from one day to the next, it won't be hooked to the mitzvah. If you designate a separate lulav, it won't be hooked to the mitzvah for tomorrow. So the Gemara asks, umayish no misukah? How come on sukkahs, if you sit in the sukkah the first night of Yom Tov, everybody causes the sukkah to be hooked to the mitzvah for the whole 7 days? Why don't you say the same by the Dalet Minim? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not the same. Hosom by the lulav, the mafsik leilus miyomim. The mitzvah of Dalet Minim only applies in the daytime, doesn't apply at night. So there's a break between the first day and the second day and the third day and the fourth day. So it's separate. So there's mana mitzvah, the first day mitzvah is up. The Beis HaKnesses is never up. The Ramban says, Kol Zman, you can still use the Beis HaKnesses for davening, it's a hemshech in the same mitzvah. Or the talis. Let's say you can wear the talis balayla also. You can wear the talis balayla. It's a tzus yom balayla. So you can wear the talis balayla and fulfill a mitzvah. So Kol Zman, that the talis is still roi le mitzvah, so it's a hooked in the mitzvah, so because it's still the Zman HaMitzvah. But he said, the Gemara says that by the Dalet Minim, there's no continuation. There's no hemshech from one day to the next. Yeah, the Taptasis discusses this. The Taptasis has the comment. The Gemara quoted a Brisa. Most of the Brises were written in Eretz Yisrael. The very few Brises were written in Bavel. Very once in a thousand blood Gemara, you have a Brisa that was written in Bavel. Ruba de Ruba, 99.99% of the Brises were written by Tanoim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. We live in Chutz Lords. So everything is a Sveika D'Yoyma. So Shmini Atzeres is a Sveika D'Yoyma of Hashanah Rabbah. So the Gemara says you have to sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres mitam Sveika D'Yoyma. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit in Sukkah. Nobody sits in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So how does the Braisa come off to say Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah and on the Noye Sukkah and on the Tachshitim, everything that beautifies the Sukkah, Ad Matzoi Yontif HaAchron Shel Chag, Metzoy Yantavachim doesn't mean Metzoy Hashanah Rabbah. Metzoy Yantavachim means Metzoy Shmini Atzeres. So Tosis in the top Tosis says, why is Metzoy Shmini Atzeres? Why should the Sukkah be hooked to the Mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres? You don't sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the answer is Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes. That what? Since it was Muktzeh on Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is the Zman HaMitzvah. And you know that when Hashanah Rabbah ends, so Misafik, you have to wait till the end of Pesach Kechavim, in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. So since it was Muktzeh during the Bein Hashmashes of the beginning of Shmini Atzeres, so Migad is Katzor, the Bein Hashmashes is Katzor the Kulyan. So Tosfos says, but that's problematic. Because Tosfos has a Gemara from Erevin, where the Gemara in Erevin has a, there's a Tosfos in Sukkah, a long Tosfos in Sukkah proves this based on the Gemara in Erevin, that Muktzeh Mach Misafi Gem Shav Alay Amrina. Whatever was Muktzeh Bein Hashmashes remains Muktzeh the whole Shabbos. How do you define that thing? What does that mean? That the Tchilas Hayayim of Shabbos is Koveya, what's going to be Muktzeh for the rest of Shabbos. Here, I have a Sukkah. The Sukkah is only hooked to the Mitzvah side during the duration of Sukkahs. I don't know exactly when Sukkahs is over. As soon as Hashanah Rabbah is over, so Sukkahs is over. I have a half an hour in between, 25 minutes, half an hour, whatever, 35 minutes in between Hashanah Rabbah and Leil, Shmini Atzeres, that I call that Zman Bein Hashmashes. I don't know where to draw the line. After 1 minute, after 10 minutes, after 20 minutes, after 28 minutes, I don't know. Safik yam, safik laila. I don't know where to draw the line. So misafik, you have to be machmir the whole zman. So dov sheish matira. Wait till 25 minutes later. The yosh shaila. Why should you say safik? Even if it's if it would only be a din, maybe it's a safik deraisa. If chal shem shemayim al asuk is a din deraisa, a safik deraisa l'churman. Even if it'll be a safik derabbanon, so it's a dov sheish matira. Wait 35 minutes and yosh shaila. So you have to go l'churman over here. The Tosfos says, what are you going to say? Migad is katzoy le Bein Hashmashes. Since the whole Bein Hashmashes, the Sukkah was hooked to the Mitzvah, so it has to remain muktzeh for the whole duration of Shmini Atzeres. The Tosfos Tainus, no.
It's because of Yom Shavar.
That's muktzeh mach misafik Yom Shavar. It wasn't muktzeh the first second of a Shmini Atzeres. It was only muktzeh to the last second of Hashanah Rabbah. The first second of Shmini Atzeres is already ois muktzeh. Because it's no mitzvah v'shiva sukkah. I don't know when is the last second of Hashanah Rabbah. I'm in Amoritz. We don't know. So misafik, you don't know. But theoretically, we know that it was not muktzeh, even the first mashu of Zman of Shmini Atzeres. So that should not remain muktzeh. You shouldn't say migdus katzoy le Bein Hashmashes of Shmini Atzeres is katzoy le kula yoima. So that's Tosfos kasha. Why does it say that it remains muktzeh till ad matzah yontav achm shalchak, till the end of Shmini Atzeres? I have to say till the end of Tzeisa Kechavim of Leil Shmini Atzeres, not Matzoi Shmini Atzeres. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos rattles off the standard answer that they gave already earlier in the first parak. They gave the answer. And in Erevin and in Sukkah, they gave the answer in a few different mesichtas. They say, if it's Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah, then you do say Muktzeh Machmas Avigem Shava. If it's Muktzeh because it's Tevel, or it's Muktzeh because of Beitish and all the Beyonta, or something like that for some other reason, then they have Rais Brurus from the Gemara that you don't say Muktzeh Mach Masafik Yom Shavar. It was Muktzeh the whole duration of Bein Hashmashes because I didn't know where to draw the line. When is the end of the day? When is the beginning of the next day? But once it comes to the beginning of the next day, it's not Muktzeh. Just I don't know when is the beginning of the next day. That's not called Nigidus Katsoy. Because of Chisor and Yidi, you don't know where to draw the line. That's not called. But by Muktzeh Mach Mas Mitzvah, it is. Manishtano. So when we learned the first parak, I said over the Chazon Ish has a pshat, and then his brother-in-law has it over the Stipler writes it also, and then he says, and then he found that his brother-in-law the Chazon Ish writes the pshat. They both write the same pshat in Tosfos, and others write it as well. I think the Mikdash David also writes the pshat. So they say, along the lines of the Ramban, hook to the mitzvah is not only a din in Sukkot. It applies to the Esrog, and applies to the Hadassim, and applies to the Sherifah, and applies to the Talis, and applies to the Beis HaKnesses, and applies to all mitzvahs. So there's a mitzvah of Sukkah, and there's a mitzvah of Talis, and there's a mitzvah of Davening, and any Cheftah Shal mitzvah is hooked to mitzvahs. So then they say, there's another mitzvah, of Safik Deraisa L'chumra, this is Nocha mitzvah. If you're not sure whether it's Hashanah Rabbah, you have to still, the Bein Hashmash is in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. So you're not sure, is it still Sukkot and you still have to sit in Sukkot, where the Bein Hashmash is Dinei Kiyom? it's still part of Hashanah Rabbi, you still have to sit in Sukkah. Oh no, Ben Ashmash is Dina Kelaila, and you don't have to sit in Sukkah. So the din is, if you're interested in eating or sleeping, you have to go into the Sukkah because Safik Deraisa L'chumah. So they say, Safik Deraisa L'chumah is Achet HaMitzvah. It's a mitzvah like Gora from the mitzvah of Shaifer, it's like Gora from the mitzvah of Lulav. If the din would be that the hook to the mitzvah only applies to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so then you would say doesn't work. I wouldn't declare that it remains mukta for the whole duration of Shemini Atzeres. But since hook to the mitzvah is not only limited to the mitzvah of Sukkah, it applies to all the mitzvahs in the world, every mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Safik Deraisa L'chum is also a mitzvah. So since Bein Hashmash is in between Hoshana Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, is a Safik Deraisa L'chum, if you're interested in eating, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So even if Klap Yishmai Galya that you're eating in Sukkah, it's Shemini Atzeres, but you don't know. So that's also a mitzvah. Whenever you're in doubt, Safik Deraisa L'chum, you have to do the mitzvah. So the Sukkah is a Heftah Shal mitzvah vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Safik Deraisa L'chum. Even if I leave it there, it's not a mitzvah of Sukkah. So it doesn't have to be the mitzvah of Sukkah. So as long as it's a mitzvah of Safik Deraisa L'chum, it's also sufficient to make it hooked to the mitzvah. So that's what Tosis says. So that they're prepared to swallow already. Tosis says that will swallow already. We'll say that the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, the Tanoim wrote the Braisa, and they lived in Eretz Yisrael. They don't sit in Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, but still, Bein Hashmash is in between Hashanah Rabbah and Matzoy, Hashanah Rabbah and Tchilas Shemini Atzeres. If you have to, if you'd be interested in eating, it would be a suffix that Raisa Duchum, you would have to eat in the Sukkah. So that's enough. Muktza Machmas Mitzvah. You do say Muktza Machmas Suffix Yom Shabbat. Tosfos says we're prepared to swallow that. But what we can't understand, and then they say like this, and if you live in Chutz La'aretz, so you sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, and then you have a Sofik, Leil Matzah, Shemini Atzeres, going into Simchas Torah, you have a Sofik where you have to sit in Sukkah, they say also sit in Sukkah. So it'll also be Mukt Machmas Sofik Yom Shav and a Mitzvah, so hook to the Mitzvah, so the whole Simchas Torah, they're prepared to swallow that also. All right. No, the Leil, the Bein Hashmash is in between Shemini Atzeres. So they're prepared to swallow that too.
Don't we have a din that if a person was allocated, you go out of the Pasuk and Sukkah and eat it to the Shemini
Atzeres? In Eretz Yisrael, yeah. How is he allowed to Pasuk the Sukkah? That's a good question. How can he... The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and the weather is very nice outside, and he'd enjoy eating outside in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, but in Eretz Yisrael it's a problem on Baal Tosef. In Chutz La'aretz he's supposed to sit mid the Rabbanon, you have to sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. But in Eretz Yisrael he's not allowed to sit in Shemini Atzeres, it's a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Gemara says, the way to solve the problem is, remove all the schach, pasul the Sukkah, affect that kasha. But if it's hooked to the mitzvah, so how can you pasul the schach? It's a good kasha. I don't know. It's a very good cash. I don't know. No. After this Zman HaMitzvah. A carbon is a carbon. The carbon is Kedusha. Yeah, it still retains Kedusha.
So why is there a equivalence?
That's right. What we asked before.
So that's what he raised that issue. So that's why I said Rav Soloveitchik at this touched it up a little with our Rashi in Sukkah and Daftes. The Rashi says the Sukkah is like the Korban Chagiga that you weren't yet makta the Emurim. So he says, was it that this Rashi Yonget Shepherd before you makta the Emurim? She said, before you Zarek the Dam. Before you Zarek the Dam is an Issa Me'ila. So he said, no, before you Zarek the Dam, that's the real Issa Me'ila. So that has no Hashvoah to Sukkah. Rashi would never compare that. Because before you makta the emurim, there's a seder kedimus, you mabatul the mitzvah. So he said that's a tushta. To get hanoa to eat the korban chagiga before haktaras emurim, that's a comparison to the sukkah. There's a seder kedimus in doing mitzvahs, and if you mabatul the seder, so then you did something wrong.
But after the achilah, after the zman achilah,
yeah,
the korban still retains.
It's nicer. The korban has kedusha, but it's nicer. So the din is you have to burn it, but it still has kedusha.
Right.
Not so with the Sukkah. Right. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that Rashi and Sukkah Daftes meant to point out that it's not such a good comparison. The comparison was from one little detail halacha in Korban Chagiga, that before Haktoras Emurim. Only one detail.
So if they didn't manage to makir Zaymurim until tonight, which was happening all the time, then what kind of kiddush was left over in that carbon?
No, the carbon has kiddush. In makir Zaymurim, then you eat. Then
what's
you
the
eat
difference whether you makir Zaymurim or not?
No, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that the mitzvah is first to be makter the emurim and then the kohanim eat the echelik and then the badim meat the echelik.
So the kohanim could not eat the korban.
Not allowed to eat
after the emurim, after haktor the emurim. That could have been after midnight.
Okay. So we have to tell them not to eat. The stam of the kohanim and the beis hamikdash. The stam of the kohanim and the beis hamikdash were careful. The echelik that they burnt all night long, the stam wasn't from a korban oilo. That it's not going to hold anybody back from eating. But the chatos and the osham that the kohanim are going to eat, or the shlam that the badim are going to eat, so they're soon going to eat it. They don't want to stay up till 3 o'clock. So that chelev, mistama, they will mark the first. And then the chelev of the chatos, the chelev of the oilos, that they would say for later. Mistama. So here the top Taisus raises this issue. So Taisus says this, they're prepared to swallow already, even though it's also difficult. Why do you say Migadis Katsoi on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Why do you say on Simchas Terah Migadis Katsoi and Chutz Loretz on the Sukkah? Isn't it Mukts Mach Mesafik Yom Shavar? So they patched it up a little bit and hooked to the mitzvah so we can understand it. Where the Chazanish and the others explain, because even a Safik mitzvah is also a mitzvah. So hooked to the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the mitzvah Sukkah. Mitzvah Shofar is also good. Mitzvah Tefillah is also good. So the mitzvah Safik, the Reis Elchum is not a mitzvah. But Tosfos doesn't understand the minika oilam is, that's how they say, the minika oilam is that if Simchas Torah is on Erev Shabbos and then comes Shabbos, so it remains hooked to the mitzvah till after Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos. So that they say that they don't understand at all. But what's the Migadis Katzoi? They don't understand the minika oilam. So they try to justify it. So Tosfos comes up. Right,
yeah,
that's what they're asking.
That's
what are you going to say? If there's a suffix, if you sit in Sukkah, Ben Ashmash, it's in between Simchas Torah and Yisroel Chag. You also have to sit in the Sukkah. No, the whole Simchas Torah, you don't sit in the Sukkah. So what's Rach to say? Elamai was hooked to the mitzvah, but that's real Muktzimach Mesafik Yem Sha'afar. The whole Simchas Torah, you don't sit in the Sukkah. So the Ben Ashmash is following Simchas Torah, for sure you don't sit in the Sukkah. So how is it going to be Migadis Katsoi the second time around? It's going to be Migadis Katsoi into Shabbos. It doesn't make any sense.
What can you do with the second Shabbos?
Let's say there are bottles of wine you want to drink. You know, it does want to rip down. Right. You have a srogim, you have apples, you want to eat the apples. There's no malach of stira sohel to eat an apple, to take down an apple and eat it, to take down a bottle of schnapps or something and eat it. That was used as a noyisukah. So Tosfos doesn't understand the minig oilam. They start the minute. The Rabbanim didn't say it's us. The Hamoinam had a meaning that they don't use the Noi Sukkah till after Matzoi Shabbos till Sunday. So that's what they don't understand. So that's what Taisa says. It's Hachona de Rabbe. That's what they had in the first pair. Yeah. That if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov and something becomes Muchan on the first day for the second day, and if not for the first day, if the first day wouldn't have been there, then it would have been Muktzah the next day. If there wouldn't have been a Simchas Torah, then Shabbos would have been a day earlier. So it's a funny kind of achana here. That's what Taisus wrote in the first paragraph. They're not sure if this is right, but they say the Minigayla must be along these lines. That since on Simchas Torah, it is Muktzah. And then the day after, on Yisroel Chag, it's always Muktzah, no more Muktzah. But if Yisroel Chag is Shabbos, so it comes out that the fact that Simchas Torah is mafsik between Shmini Atzeres and Yisroel Chag and Shabbos, the fact that that day was mafsik, that's like a hachone. That's what makes it muta ois mukta on Shabbos. And itam hachone de rabbe that ein yontav mechen the Shabbos. That's why the minig olam is lahachma. They're not so convinced that it's so. They start off with the minig olam that the minig used to be lahachmer, and therefore emphering the chumra. Yesh li yashid bedoichik the chumra. Why the minig olam is lahachmer? In shulchan aruch the mechavik quote yeshamim v'yeshamim. They're two different opinions. Kathesis is not so convinced. The first parak also. So we're not so convinced that this is a violation of Achana Derab. Yeah. In the beginning of this week's Seder, the beginning of Vayikra, The Torah has the mitzvah of smicha. When you bring many karbonas, most of the karbonas yachid, when you bring a karbon, so the bala karbon has to lean on the head of the karbon and do smicha. So the pasuk only applies to men. Babel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, pasuk base. The pasuk that did only applies to the men and not to the women. What if a woman wants to donate a karbon, you don't accept the karbon? So the Tanaim say, no, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael samchay, b'nei Yisrael samchay. The Pasuk Dalit says, v'samach yodo, when it says in Pasuk Beis, it only applies to b'nei Yisrael. What only applies? The institution of bringing karbanos applies to the b'nei Yisrael also. They may donate a karban. But v'samach yodo doesn't apply to women. So the Gemara has a famous machlokes HaTanaim in Erevin and in Rosh Hashanah and other mesichtes. Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, whether Noshim Samchas Rishus or Noshim are prohibited from doing smicha. What is the Machlokes all about? So Rashi has a very novel interpretation that Tosis is not happy about at all. Rashi claims that the Machlokes is if a woman volunteers to perform a mitzvah that she's potter from, maybe it's a violation of Baal Tosis. That a woman goes to shul to listen to tkiyas hasvar that according to half of the Tanaim is Baal Tosis. Woman sits in sukkah, Baal Tosis. Woman's got a bench esrig. Forget about benching esrig. Shaking esrig. Shaking esrig. A shayla from Baal Tosis. So Tosis says they can't believe that that should be Baal Tosis. Ain't a mitzvah. Yeah. Right, that's what Tosis taina is. It's not the mashma and the Gemara. The Gemara just has a debate who has more schar. The Gemara is not mashma that anybody holds that it's forbidden. That there should be a machleg zabir rabbi yosi, it's forbidden. So that's why other Rishonim gave a different shot. So that's why they rived. Has the Pirush on Toras Kohanim. So the Ravid writes in his Pirush on Toras Kohanim, no, there's a problem over here. When you do smicha, the halacha says you don't just put your hands on the animal. You lean on the animal b'chol koichai. B'shtei yadayim. So it's a problem on moel behegdish. So the men who are mitzuv melech, they're doing what they're mechuyif to do. They have no brera. But the women who are volunteering to do the mitzvah, are they permitted to volunteer a mitzvah to do b'chol koichai? If it's going to be a violation of l'sabeh b'v'chosherech v'l'sogeh b'chotzonech, that's anisa giza b'avoida. I don't know if you can call it me'ila b'hegdish. Me'ila b'hegdish means I get hanua from the hegdish. This is avoida b'kotshin. You're making the animal serve you. You're leaning on the animal and it holds you up from falling down. So the Ravid learns, the Ravid in the Pirush on Toras Kanim learns that this is the machlokes HaTanaim, and he says it'll chapa nafkemina b'zman hazeh. We don't have any karbanos, so we don't have the whole story of Nashim Samchas Rishus. Let's see, you have a talis with tzitzis in it. And the talis is made from pishton, and the tzitzis, the strings of the trelus are made from wool, and it's real shatness. So a man is permitted and obligated to wear a talis with and the man is obligated in the mitzvah, but a woman is not obligated to wear any tzitzis. If she wants to, she can wear a four-corner garment without putting in any tzitzis at all. So what if she wants to volunteer to wear a talis? Is she permitted to wear a talis that has shatness in it? So there are many times in Tosfos. Okay. Right. Yeah. So the Tosfos considers this topic, talks about this topic, in your context. Maybe I should say that it's hutra. If he says it's only dechuya, that esed dechaloy sesi. So if the woman is not mechuyif, so how are you going to say esed dechaloy sesi? It's only if you mechuyif to do the esed. But Tosfos says, maybe I should say it's hutra. That the talis shall, instead of saying dechuya, you say hutra, het the gomor, that the talis mitzvah is exempt from the prohibition of klaim. So that's how the Rabbi Natam says. He thinks that klaim in tzitzis is hutra het the gomor. So even a woman would also be permitted to wear a talis shal mitzvah, even though it has shatnas in it. And the Rabbi holds not so. The Rabbi holds there's no such thing as hutra dechuya. And the machlokes HaTanaim would be, if a woman wants to volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah she's not mechuyev in, does that voluntary mitzvah have the koyach to be doicha? Like over here, does the voluntary mitzvah of smicha b'kotshim have the koyach to be doicha the iser of avoida b'kotshim? That's how the Rabbi writes. The Balei HaTosfos did not agree with this Ravid, because they have a Beferish Gemara in Chagiga where the Gemara says that even if you all Noshim Samchas Rishus, they're not permitted to lean b'chol koichai. They only do an imitation smicha b'kufa yadaichu. They only have their hands floating on top of the korban. How in the world does the Ravid read that Gemara? So So there's a Meiri on Chagiga, where the Meiri has a whole different interpretation. Meiri and the Arabi came from the same shtetl, from the same area in Provence. So they often have the same unusual interpretations of Gemara. So the Meiri has a whole different interpretation of the Gemara. But the Baal HaTos has read the Gemara Kipshuto, that when the Tana who holds Anoshim Samchas Rishus allows the women to do smicha, it means that Davka not b'chol koyach, it's an imitation smicha. So it's not the way the Rabbi says that the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, fundamental machlokes on the level of the Rais, if a person volunteers a mitzvah that he's not obligated to perform, does that mitzvah have the koyach to be doiche other isur? So Tosis learns, no, it's a different machlokes. The women want to participate in the mitzvah of smicha. So we should let them participate to the extent that they're able to. But on the other hand, there's a concern, maybe they'll do smicha b'chol koicham, in which case they'll violate avodah b'kodshim. So the Tanaim had a machlokes, where they make gzeira d'rabbanan. So the Tana who holds nashim samchais rishus holds, it's not right to make gzeira d'rabbanan, because sof kol sof they have a pshtikol kima mitzvah, even though it's not smicha b'chol koicham, but it's like a zeicher l'smicha. So they're fulfilling a shtikol mitzvah zeicher l'smicha. So that zecher v'smicha is enough reason to say not to make gzeira d'rabban. And the other Tana holds, no, it's forbidden to do the zecher v'smicha because of the chashash that they may do smicha b'chol koicham. So Tesis also makes a tzushtel. What if a woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulu? If she wants to zentate, she can shake a lulu. Can she say a bracha on it or not? So the shalish is not mechuyev to say a bracha. So isn't it a bracha shein a tzricha? So the Rabbi in Tam says, no, but she wants to enhance her kima mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah and say a bracha, it enhances the kima mitzvah. But it's not going to be a bracha, it's going to be a bracha shein a tzvicha. So that's the shalom, but bracha shein a tzvicha, Tosfos holds it's only mid rabbanon. So maybe the desire of the woman to fulfill the ena mitzvah v'yosav lulav, that kiyum is enough to be matter disisa de rabbanon. So Tosfos claims that shalom, where the women say a bracha and as man grama, depends on the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. And it's because we pass in halachic Rabbi Yosi, the Anashim Samchus Rishus, that the Rabbi Natam came up with his einfall that women are permitted to say a bracha and a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. That's the whole derivation. A whole different, each region had a totally different shot. Rashi learned the machlekes is an issue of Baltasif. If anybody wants to volunteer in Eina Mitzvah Vio, he says a machlekes atanon, if it's Baltasif. And most of the Rishonim disagreed. And the Raidiv learned, no, it's a shayla if you went at, whenever you volunteer on mitzvah of shoes, does it ever have the kerach to be matam and isa deraisa? Most of the Rishonim said it's not true. The Gemara says, nashim samchus v'shus, it's not b'chol koichem, it's not matam any isa deraisa, it's only an imitation smicha. And the Rabbein and Tam came up with this fantastic, unbelievable interpretation in the Machlokes, that it's a shayla of the kima mitzvah, maybe memokim shtikol mitzvah, maybe you're not geyser, that lest there'll be samech b'chol koichem. So that was the machlokes hatanaim, and that applies to us to be matter the isur a bracha shein tzricha, a bracha lematon. So all the three pshatim on the ger la'aloha, all the three pshatim the machlokes.
Next week or 2 weeks will be on.
Yeah, believe that. Next week we'll talk.